No, of course I can disagree with people and still be their friends. Not everybody can do it. I know. And that's what I have heard that some of the followers of Otis Sellers will shun people. They won't even talk to you. They won't even answer your emails if you disagree with them. That's so juvenile. Yeah, I mean, if somebody's teaching error in a church, I don't have to go to that church. I don't have to go to church and listen to somebody teach on eternal torment, or that God just doesn't care that much about me to follow my daily activities. Yeah, if that's what you believe, I think you're whacked, and I think you're effed up, but I'm still going to be your friend, and I'm still going to like you. Yeah, so I'm not going to go to a church that teaches that, so in that way, I'm going to shun it. But to avoid all social contact, that's so juvenile. We're not Amish here, are we? Have we turned Amish? I hope we haven't turned Amish. That would be so unfortunate. Then I suppose we'd all wear black hats and grow beards and shave our mustaches. If you see me without a mustache, but still with my beard, you'll know I've gone Amish. I won't do that to you. Martin Zender here, and a good Heil Hitler to you all. Why did I say that? Because I'm talking about dictators today. What's the title of today's show? Here, let me check this out. Humanity wants strong, stern dictators. Weird thing. So I'm watching YouTube. That's what I do. People ask me, "What, do you have any hobbies, Martin?" No, I don't really. What I do is I like to waste time on YouTube. Like, my mind is always so into all these issues and scriptures, and sometimes I just go to YouTube, hit click, and just watch YouTube videos mindlessly. It's a lot of fun. But I was watching the other day an interview of Hitler's secretary. I mean, she was alive like as recently as 4 years ago. Jung was her name. I forget what her name was. But it's so interesting to see someone in a modern color setting, because you can't, it's hard to picture Hitler except in black and white, isn't it? This is black and white stuff. But when somebody's in living color, they're drinking a cup of tea in their living room and they're wearing a pink blouse, then they tell you they used to be Hitler's secretary. This person talked to Adolf Hitler. This person took dictation from Adolf Hitler. This person was kissed on the cheek by Adolf Hitler. And she said that it's amazing that, and she's ashamed of herself now that she didn't look into it. She didn't know what was happening. Well, Adolf Hitler was such a nice guy. But the people of Germany looked for a strong, sure, confident leader. People love that. People look for dictators. They want one person to solve all their problems, because it's too hard to solve your own problems. And we can find a representative person, and we can take all our hopes and dreams, put it on that person. We'll just say, yeah, yeah, you go ahead and take care of that. You know, I'll be reading the newspaper, and you take over the world and make us the greatest country on the earth. So Hitler had a magnetic personality. He had an incredible speaking power, and he gave impassioned speeches, and people were mesmerized. They were hypnotized by Hitler, and they loved it. Well, I'll tell you this. I will give them credit for one thing. That's that. I think it's in humanity to want a strong, firm leader. Just kind of forget the racial cleansing stuff for now. And let's just talk about wanting to be led by a competent, assured, fearless, stern, knowledgeable, unyielding, and unvacillating leader. We hate vacillation, don't we? No, not Vaseline. No, Vaseline's great. We hate vacillation. In other words, you know, sometimes this, sometimes that. Great. What does it say to one of the ecclesias? Was that the ecclesia in Philadelphia, the synagogue in Revelation chapter 2? You're neither hot or cold. I wish you were either hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, I spit you out of my mouth. Jesus Christ is not lukewarm. This is the love of God. He's forward, and he's going to take the reins of this government. And he's going to inaugurate the eons of the eons. I told you earlier in this series, when we were introducing this topic, that we're at the crisis of the eons. We're having the three evil eons that are past. Oh, by the way, Otis, I still can't pronounce the guy's name. I guess this guy's bucking me. He's in the back of my brain. He's got control of me. No, he doesn't. Otis Sellers doesn't believe that eons are periods of time, or that anyone can distinguish the eons. Major fault. Anyway, didn't mean to get back on that. But there are three eons in the past. Either I'm right or Sellers is wrong. No, either I'm right or Sellers is right. I'm right, Sellers is wrong. I can honestly say that. It's great. I got no problem saying that. You see, that's why it's this leader thing I'm talking about. We don't want roundtable discussions. Don't end your website post with food for thought. Food for thought. What's that? We want teaching, not food for thought. It goes back to what I said. We're going to open the phone lines and get your opinion. Jesus doesn't open the phone lines during the kingdom. He doesn't check the polls in the kingdom. Bill Clinton checked the polls to see whether or not he should say anything about that woman, Ms. Lewinsky. I know my Bill Clinton imitation sucked. I've never even worked on it. Don't claim that it's good, because I know it's bad. We want people who are decisive. I think Ronald Reagan was one of those presidents. Many of you might disagree with me. Okay. I can live with that. I still like you. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. My Reagan imitation sucks too. But he called the Russians the evil empire. I love that. Drew a line in the sand. Black and white. Mr. Black and White. He told the air traffic controllers that if they went off the job, they'd be fired. If they went on strike, they'd be fired. They went on strike. He's not going to follow through. Hell, he's not. He fired him. Love that. Great. People want that. In the kingdom, the 1,000-year kingdom that's imminent, Jesus Christ will immediately deal with lawbreakers, and they're going to be cast into the Gehenna of fire. There's not going to be this long, drawn-out legal process. That's why people get away with stuff. Because, you know, by the time they actually get to your case, you know, you'll have lived in the luxury of your crime for years and years and years, and you'll die. I joked about the fact that I started smoking cigars 2 years ago, occasionally, once a week or so, and that it's going to take me 50 years to die, so I can start now. If I started when I was 20, I'd be in trouble now, but I'm not 70 yet, no. But you get the picture. So judgment is deferred now, and so it encourages, emboldens lawbreakers. It's not going to be that way in the kingdom. And so, you know, you kind of have to hate this representative government type stuff, because again, we take the poll, we ask the people what they want, and leaders are just passive. They go to the town hall meetings and they listen to what their constituents want, and they can't have their own opinion because they represent the will of the people. And what if the people want something that they don't want? It's terrible. So a dictator is the way to go. I believe that. But the problem, again, as I said in a previous show, is it's not to be put in the hands of mortals because they can't handle it. But we've seen that. So I'm going to read a quote here, because this is good. This is a quote from A. Enoch in The Unveiling of Jesus Christ. If you're following along with me, great. You can download this book for free on Concordant, on the website concordant.org. And I believe you go to expositions, or maybe you go to books. I don't know. Click all over the place. You'll find it. When the great work of judgment and cleansing the earth is in view, God does not call a convention of the leading statesmen to debate upon the proper process. He does not invalidate all by using halfway measures. This is the thing, halfway measures. Politicians are so crippled because they have to use halfway measures. Why? Because it's politically incorrect to have a will and to exercise it. Because you're supposed to reach across the aisle and cooperate with everybody. That's why there's a League of Nations, and we're going to get Africa to agree with Japan, and we're going to get the Palestinians to agree with the Israelis. We're going to get Egypt to agree with the United States, and we're going to have all this wonderful harmony. No, we're not. And that's not how the kingdom is run. So I love this. God does not call a convention of the leading statesmen to debate upon the proper process. He does not invalidate all by using halfway measures. He doesn't take a poll and think about it. In awful majesty, I love this. In awful majesty, he deals out his fiery indignation. In terrible justice, he sends his lurid lightning strokes, and no sinner will escape the fearful ordeal of his fury, so that no wrong will remain to mar the millennial reign. That's tough. That's tough love. I thought God was love. He is. This is love. And you know me, I hate this idea of Hallmark love, this simpy, wimpy, flowery, syrupy, pseudo-sincere, smiley face love. And A. Enoch didn't put a smiley face after this. And when God casts criminals into the Gehenna of fire during the millennium, there's not going to be a smiley face at the end, or a LOL, or a JK, JK, JK. No, he's not just kidding. It's dead serious. And it's done in love. I'm going to make a politically incorrect statement now. And this is why, in this era, women are not to teach in the ecclesia. Because women are just, they tend to be too nice. They want to please everyone. Well, you have a good idea, but Jim has a good idea too. And Alan, his idea needs to be considered. They like the round table discussions, and everyone's opinion needs to be heard, and everyone's opinion is valid. Well, no, not everyone's opinion is valid. Some people's opinions suck, and we're not going to let them talk. If I was at a conference and the Pope came in and wanted to speak, I would say, no, you're not speaking at this conference. You're full of crap. You have terrible teaching and you're not going to talk. So I would shut him down. I'd shut down the Pope. I have the right to speak at this conference. No, you go to St. Peter's Cathedral. You have a big enough audience there. You go teach there. You teach there, I'll teach here. You're not going to speak. I know of some conferences, even among believers, where the organizer will just open, it's like open mic night at the comedy club. Anybody can come in and say anything they want because, well, we need to consider all viewpoints. No, we don't. We do not need to consider all viewpoints. That's poison. That's the road to perdition. That's the road to error. That's the road that leads to watered down truth. And that's even worse than truth, because it appears to be truth, but it's not. Here's a quote in 1 Corinthians 16:13. This is Paul. Watch, stand firm in the faith, be manly, be staunch. Let all your actions occur in love. That seems contradictory, doesn't it? I love this. This is verse 13 and 14 of 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Going to read it again. Watch, stand firm in the faith, be manly, be staunch. Let all your actions occur in love. This tells me that love can be firm, it can be staunch, and it can be manly. Paul says be manly, and he's talking to women too. Women, be manly. Be a man. Women, be a man. What he's speaking of is that aspect of manliness that's decisive and strong and sure and confident. The dictator. But Jesus Christ, I need to say this, is a benign dictator. He's a loving dictator. He's fair, but he's firm. And this is what we really want. We reach out for a dictator. We want somebody to solve all our problems, and somebody is going to solve all our problems. The Lord Jesus Christ. He's a benign dictator. He's a loving dictator. He's tough. Oh boy, is he tough. And we're to imitate him. That's why today, love, it is to be tough. Yes, dear. Yes, dear. This isn't tough love. Not all things are expedient. And so the real leader will stand up to make a stand, to be staunch, to be manly. And this, again, is a exhortation to the entire body of Christ. It's asexist, asexual. It is men and women here included. Women, you can be manly too, and I encourage you to be manly. And so fire, as I said yesterday, is the element God is going to use. And even after the thousand-year kingdom, it's going to be fire that destroys this current earth and brings about a new heavens and a new earth, spoken of in the 21st chapter of Revelation. That comes about by fire. Not by water. Water is cleansing. Fire is intrinsic chemical change. It's radical. And we're at that place now in Aeonian history where the radical is called for. And I, for one, am glad for it.